Our scripture today comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. Hear the word of the Lord. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, come, go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words. So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was working at his wheel. The vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hands, and he reworked it into another vessel as seemed good to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me, can I not do with you, O house of Israel, just as this potter has done, says the Lord? Just like the clay in the potter's hand, so you are in my hand, O house of Israel. May God add his blessing to this reading and our hearing of this, his holy word. Would you pray with me, please? Father God, we pray at this time that you would open our minds, our hearts, and our souls up, and may all that is spoken, heard, and understood be pleasing to you. Amen. J. Vernon McGee, who is the creator of the Through the Bible radio program, and now it is a podcast, tells the story of traveling from Tennessee to seminary in Dallas, Texas. And along the way, he and his traveling companions stop at a large pottery plant in Arkansas. And there he observed two things. In the back of the plant, there was a large, ugly patch of mud with many apparent flaws. He also observed that in the front of the plant, that there was a display room containing many exquisitely made vessels. And all of these things in the display room came from that ugly patch of flawed mud. So what was the difference? Well, in between that pile of mud and the vessels so exquisitely made in the front of the plant, there were many potters at work, working and forming that ugly, flawed mud into beautiful pieces of art. Now, when she was younger, my sister-in-law, Amy, Holly's sister, took lessons on how to take and throw pottery. And she confirmed that when you start out the mud, and that's what it's actually called, the wet clay on the wheel, the mud is pretty doggone ugly. It's a shapeless blob just sitting there with flaws on it, little potholes and other things. And the wheel would turn, she would turn it on, and then she would take her wet hands and she would begin forming it. And little by little, that ugly blob of clay sitting on her wheel would take shape, would take the shape of a bowl or a vase or something else, whatever she decided to do with it. Now, in order to really throw pottery correctly, that blob of clay needs to be perfectly centered on the wheel. And sometimes the clay would get off center for various reasons. Sometimes when she was working, how she was working it, it would get off center. And when that happened, it was very, very tough to continue. It's very tough to take and recenter that clay on the wheel again. So she would either have to take and cut off part of whatever she was doing to recenter it on the wheel, or sometimes she would just take and collapse the whole thing back to a blob and start over again. And there was other times she'd start working the clay thinking, oh, I'm going to make a bowl out of this. And the clay, the way that the clay was working, she came to understand that that really wasn't going to work as a bowl. So she'd take and she'd form something else about it. And she said sometimes she would just look at the clay and something would pop into her mind. The clay would say, I want to be a bowl. And sometimes she would struggle to complete a piece. She was having an issue doing the final forming on a piece. And that's when her teacher, Mrs. Klabundi, would step in and would put the finishing touches on the piece that she was working. Our scripture from Jeremiah today is a familiar one. At least the analogy that is there is a familiar one. God has Jeremiah go down to a potter's house to watch the potter work the clay. And Jeremiah, as he was observing, saw many of the things that Amy had spoken about, the clay being offset on the wheel, issues with working the clay, getting perhaps a lump out of it, or working the lump down, and how the piece would transform, so to speak, while being worked from one thing to another. And God says to Jeremiah, I am the potter, and the nation of Israel is the clay. And today, our understanding of this is God is still the potter working the clay, but the clay is each of us. Each of us individually, each of us as a group. In the beginning, when God was creating man, it said that God took clay from the ground, and that he formed man, and that he breathed life into him. We were made from the dust of the ground. And in a way, we all start out as blobs of clay. When we are born, we are much like that mud that starts out on a potter's wheel. Though we are not as shapeless as that blob of clay, we all have the same potential as that clay on the wheel to be made into something beautiful. As we grow, we are formed and guided and pointed in the right direction to become whatever we are meant to be. And even as we grow, we still retain that wet, pliable quality of the clay on the wheel. Our clay is not fired until at the end of our lives. We are still pliable. throughout our lives. And God uses many different methods to mold us. Firstly, our parents who guide us in those young years, keep us from knocking our heads on things when we fall, helping us to walk, helping us to learn to talk, helping us to understand how we need to interact with human beings. Our family, our teachers, our professors, our work colleagues, our pastors, and even our life experiences. All of these are ways that God the Potter is shaping our lumps of clay. And another way that God does this is he sometimes lets us work on our lump of clay. He lets us be the potters. And I think this notion of us working on the clay of our lives, I believe that is important because God has given us free will. We as human beings, we need to make mistakes because it is from our mistakes that we take and that we learn from them. So God lets us make our life's clay off-center on the wheel, to have issues working the clay. He lets us make the walls of our clay thin, because thin walls and a fast-spinning potter's wheel leads to disaster and the clay just going everywhere. And God allows us to mold things that we will never, ever actually achieve. Usually God lets us do this until we realize that we need help. When then God lovingly takes that mess that we have made, that mess of clay that we have tried to work, and he turns it into something beautiful. The beautiful something that he wants us to be. Now, I mentioned that we retain that wet, pliable quality of the clay throughout our lives. And because of that, God can make us into whatever, whenever he needs us to be. We may start out in one profession and transition into another. When I went to college, I was going to be a chemical engineer, but when I was failing electrical physics, I decided to go into IT. So my bowl was turned into a vase, if you will. And at that time, I never, ever thought that I would be a pastor of a church. And yet, here I am. It's not easy sometimes to be a follower of God and of Jesus. The flaws within us keep us from accepting the changes that come in life sometimes. We are asked to follow a path that may be uncomfortable. We are asked to follow a narrow path, a path that can be somewhat hard because of the expectations that God and Jesus have for us. And it can be scary. But you see, where we might see a shapeless blob of clay, God sees what He wants us to be. There's a story about how there was this beautiful, beautiful piece of marble that no sculptor could do anything with it. And then Michelangelo said, "I'll take a crack at it." And he created the famous statue of David. And when asked, how did you do this? How did you create this beautiful work of art? And Michelangelo said, "I simply saw the potential there. And I saw what I could take and what I could do with it. And I simply brought that out of the marble." In the same way, my friends, realizing that we are flawed blobs of clay on God's pottery wheel, able to be made and remade and remade again into whatever God needs, molded by a loving God, at least to me, makes following Jesus a little bit easier. Easier to follow that narrow way that He would have us trod. And realizing that we are a piece of clay formed by a loving God makes it easier for us to take and fulfill the will of God, no matter what that might be. Let he who has ears hear. Amen.